And we see that the process of refining the world, of elevating the exile, has extended. It's described that the exile from the land of Canaan extended all the way till Tsarfas. And the question is, why does Tsarfas represent the greatest distance from Eretz Yisrael? Why does Tsarfas represent the deepest, darkest exile? The Rebbe doesn't go into so much into the why, that he does the next week's sefer. But what the Rebbe explains is that one thing we see, that Tsarfas represents a tremendous darkness, to the point that we find that the Rebbe was afraid that Tsarfas, that France should not be victorious in its war against Russia. So obviously France represents a tremendous spiritual darkness. And in fact we find that it was one of the countries that, even though in later generations we found that the Rabbeim did visit France, but there was never any permanent establishment of the spreading of Hasidus in France. It was something that it happened on occasion, but it was not yet something permanently established. It was specifically the house of Yosef in, of our generation, was specifically the Kfir de Gerebbe, and specifically after he came to America, that he established a Tanche Tmimim in Tzar. And the significance of establishing a Tanche Tmimim in Tzarfas means, the Rebbe is saying, that this means that the lowest possible place, and the Rebbe says it wasn't just done in a way. By establishing Tanche Tmimim, what you're doing is you're not just spreading the wellsprings outward to the point that it reaches even the furthest place, that it reaches even France. By establishing a Tanche Tmimim in France, which the Friedrich Rebbe himself describes, that Tanche Tmimim, that particular yeshiva, is the most similar to Tanche Tmimim as it was in the town of Lubavitch. Of all the Tanche Tmimims around the world, the Friedrich Rebbe describes that Tanche Tmimim in France as being the most similar to the actual original Tanche Tmimim that was in Lubavitch. So the Rebbe says, in other words, that it's not just that the Mashpia is sitting in New York and his Ashpo is so great that it reaches, that even Tsarfas could be Makabel. That's not the point. Because the whole process we explained of Mashpia and Makabel is, as long as there's still a Makabel, that shows that the process of Birurim is not completed. The process of Birurim is completed when the place which itself seemed the most furthest and distant and removed, the darkest place, actually itself becomes a source of light. It also becomes like the Mashpia. That the Mashpia and the Makabel, that the darkest place within, the darkest spiritual place within our physical world, in itself not only is able to receive the light which goes out from the house of Yosef, as it ever refers to it, but it actually itself becomes a source of light. And that the yeshiva in France actually is spreading light from within France itself. It's not just receiving the light that's coming from here. So that is an expression of the completion of the process in which we have already achieved the point where the Birurim have been completed. And as the Rebbe says, the only thing left to do is to bring about the revelation in the world. That also connects the fact that Tsarfas is Gematria of Tsarfas of France is 770. The Rebbe so explains that what the spiritual significance of 770 is, that there are seven midos with which Hashem created the world in 7 days, and each one of those can be broken down into 10 components, but the ultimate completion of the refinement of the midos is when they're actually broken down into, each one of those 10 components is broken down into another 10. In other words, that actually the finest details of every aspect of the midos, or as it relates to our physical existence, which was created in 7 days, is completely refined all the way down to the smallest detail. So that is expressed by the number 770. So that explains that that number 770 is actually the number of the physical house of Yosef, of the Yosef of our generation. And it's specifically from there that the light, that the flame of the house of Yosef went out, and actually, not only, as you explained, not only in a way that it was a source of light that was able to extend all the way to France, but actually to transform the place itself, that it itself becomes a source of light.